show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. Well, today is Thursday. Oh, I tell you, I am excited, excited, excited about today. I got so many things planned. I'm so expecting to see great things happen today. And what about you? What about you? What plans do you have? What things do you expect today? Well, today is Thursday. As you know, every Thursday we have a topic dealing with relationship. You know, I had a friend once who did a whole talk about how everything moves by the speed of relationship. You know, you hear people talk about the speed of light, the speed of sound. Well, there's the speed of relationship. As a leader, as an entrepreneur, as a family member, a friend, it doesn't matter. Relationship comes into play. So it would behoove us to be on point with our relationships. And one of the things that, or one of the mistakes that I've had and I've seen others make, and I'm sure many, many other people have done, we have not been aggressive with understanding how relationships work, what's important, what needs to be put into place so that we can have solid, sustainable, successful relationships with our spouses, with our significant others, with our family members. So I want to talk about this. This is what we're here to talk about on Thursdays. Every Thursday morning, we have a relationship expert and coach who's writing a book, has several books coming out on the air with us now to also explore and discuss this topic so that we no longer enter into all of these different relationship problems without solutions that can really help us be winners. You know, as I'm watching the Olympics night after night, and I hear the stories, the challenges, the fears, all the commentating about these athletes. You know, yes, they may be swimming, doing gymnastics, playing volleyball, basketball, what have you. But in life, life is like a sport, okay? There's challenges, there's fears, and you want to get good at it. You want to, each and every last one of them, over and over and over, they had to practice. And I truly, truly love the one commercial of Michael Phelps when they show him, you know, he says, how did I get to London? He says, I didn't fly here. You know, I didn't take a boat and all these different things. And it shows him dive into, like, the ocean. So this dark black ocean. And he's, you know, he's underwater. I love that commercial. And he says, and then he's swimming in, like, just like, the you know, the middle of the ocean. And then all of a sudden, the ocean, all you see is, you know, a picture of London, a scene. And then you see, it's like he's swimming in the big Olympic-sized pool. And he says, I swam here. In other words, it took hard work. It took hours and days, as long as it could take him probably to swim from the United States to London. That's how many hours that he's put into a swimming pool to perfect his craft. So relationship is what I'm saying is like a craft. So we have our co-host with us today. I just want to bring him on. Good morning, Mr. Sean.
Good morning. Good morning. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. I was just talking about the importance of making sure that we're doing the relationship thing right. This is the greatest time for a lot of people, because I know when I was coming up, I didn't have a show like this I could tune into and hear two different, you know, generations talk about relationships. Okay? You got the baby boomer, that would be me, and then you have generation, I think you're, what are you, X or Y? I think you're generation Y.
Yeah.
to a generation that we're saying Y. No, I'm just kidding. But generation Y. So, but this is never, this was unheard of in my day. When I was a teenager, there was no such thing. You had to absolutely figure this thing out on your own. If you made a quintillion mistakes, oh well, go fix it. But today, anyone, and it's literally free, because everyone has a cell phone or an iPad or an iPod or a computer, or a house phone, a landline as they call it, is totally free. They can dial in and make it learn something that could help them not make years and years and major, major relationship mistakes. So I don't understand why our phone lines ought to be jammed. We ought to have hundreds of thousands of listeners to this, because, and the reason I say that is because at the amount of problems that are based on relationships, at the amount of problems that I see and hear about every single day, that's telling me that people need the help. I'll just put it like that.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Need the help. When I walk around the streets or tune in to almost any platform, any media, nothing but relationship issues. And I'm not just talking about male and female. I'm talking about parents, parent to child, certainly the peer-to-peer, colleague-to-colleague. I was just talking to a man just yesterday, and people were at the unemployment office, and they were in line fighting. All of this stuff is centered around relationships. So, Sean, what could you dig around and find that would be helpful to those listening in today on relationship?
Well, last week we talked about men's insecurities. I think it's only right this week to talk about the women's side of insecurities.
Okay, so last week we said that men, they had some insecurities, and certainly as it relates to, and again, that's a whole other topic, because their insecurities can be grounded in so many different things. So you're saying that women also have insecurities, and we women can't wait to hear what some of those insecurities are. So take it away.
Well, I was kind of curious about what the actual insecurities were. So I did a little bit of research and found a list of I think eight or a few different ones, but there were a few that stuck out to me. And one of the ones is that women, a lot of times, what I've noticed is that if you don't really respond to them really fast, they think that you're not interested. What I mean by that is I saw one of the things that, oh, he didn't call or he didn't text me back. And, you know, she gets insecure about, you know, if they're already in a relationship, she may get insecure just saying, okay, he may be out cheating on me or something like that, or, you know, he's working late, any of those kind of things like that. And one of my things I'm saying through my research is that you have to make a choice if you want to stay with someone who has insecurities, because that could be a tall task, because a lot of times people can't they can't handle another person's insecurities, because sometimes they have insecurities themselves. So that means you having to it's a lot of extra work and a lot of stress and everything. So before you're dating someone, we can go back to saying, like, months ago when we were talking about interviewing your partner, and that's the point where you should be able to understand if you could be able to handle that person based off of their, not only their personality, but also to their baggage. Because if they have a fear, if they have a problem with trust, then, you know, it's going to be a problem in your relationship, because you can't always pretty much try to prove to them that you're not cheating and everything like that. Because I've seen a lot of things, because a lot of women are very emotional, and if you're not showing any particular emotion back, then they think that they're not worthy to have you, and they think you're not interested. But the thing is that since women are emotional, for example, they're gonna say I love you first before the guy does. That's the number one thing. But it takes us guys a long time or a while to actually get the same type of emotion that a woman gets, because a lot of times we're just kind of, you know, looking at the situation and wondering and trying to envision the future when the woman has already found that future within the first few months of the relationship.
So hold on a second before we continue to talk about the insecurities. You mentioned something that women will sometimes say, I love you first.
Yes.
In a relationship, versus say two people who are just dating, just meeting. And this happens, why?
Well, it's for that emotion aspect. That's why I think it's very important for people to define what dating is. Because I see so many people, they're in these relationships, and it could be the woman thinking that they're exclusive, and then you have the guy, you know, dating her and just liking her, but he's dating her more like a hobby, and so they're not on the same page, and so that's gonna probably hurt her more in the long run than it's gonna hurt him because of that. So I think a lot of people, they're not really defining what dating actually is. That's one of the problems as well, is not defining what dating actually is. If two people are gonna date, they need to define it, what it actually is, and see if they actually have the same understanding and they're on the same page about what dating actually is.
Okay, so is it fair to say that? Okay, so some men are considering the woman a hobby.
Yeah, they're either a hobby or they're not at that particular level emotionally that the woman is.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I said, a lot of times, you know, that's when we're going back to that factor of the physical. You know, when you start to you know, get into the physical aspect of a relationship, you know, that's another emotion that a woman gets. You know, that's why it's a lot harder for her when you guys break up for her to get over you because of that emotional attachment.
That's good. Okay. So there's these emotional attachments. Women can be more emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Brought that out. We all know that. We know there's reasons why women are emotional.
Yeah, it has a lot to do with a woman's past. A lot of times, if she dealt with, you know, a bad relationship, you know. A lot of times she's going to have a lot of questions, a lot of worries and everything. You know, if she sees the guy, and, you know, not if he didn't call, you know, for a couple of days, you know, she's kind of wondering, okay, did he lose interest in me? Why is he not calling me? You know, why is he not texting me? You know, I mean, what's going on? You know, so all those little things, a lot of times that a guy wouldn't really. It wouldn't really bother a guy. It typically bothers, you know, most women when it comes to relationships.
You know, like you said, and even if there is a man who seems to be bothered by these things very early on, it could be because he's emotional.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so it sounds like you're saying that, or not you're saying, because it's probably found in your research, but or it just could be your opinion, that people's emotion, being so emotional like that, you can look to your past and see if there's been a lot of hurt in your life, probably just even from normal things. Maybe as a child, you were abandoned, rejected, mistreated, abused. Do you think that any of those things could really impact how emotional or insecure a person becomes as an adult?
It actually does because here's one example. What if you're a woman and you've been, you know, maybe you were in a bad divorce or just a bad relationship, and then a good guy comes along and then he starts treating you nice and you become insecure because to you, you know, you think he's going to be bad. He's going to end up being the bad guy, just like that other guy you had in your past. It's kind of like a little bit what they do with the Tyler Perry movies. You know, you have, you know, a lot of the women in there, perfect examples, are insecure because they, a lot of times they start off dealing with the bad guy, and then all of a sudden this what they call the rescuer guy comes along, and you know, she's a little bit kind of insecure, you know, not wanting to move forward from her past relationship because, you know, she's still stuck on this guy, and she's insecure not only about herself but about, you know, what she deserves.
Mm-hmm. And so here you have these people walking around insecure, emotionally not fit to be in a relationship because they don't understand how their emotions, their insecurities are going to impact the quality or even the life of that relationship. So that, I think, is very, very critical that people definitely listen to these things, consider these things in a relationship, especially when you're just starting out. But even for me, I'm married now 22 years, so this is still important to me because just because a person, you know, come on, how many times do we have to see the couple that we thought was so happy, so loving, had it so made, and next thing you know, they're divorced or they're separated, 20 years of marriage, 30 years of marriage. I'll never forget, I think it was, I want to say Mel Gibson. he the one that divorced after, like, 25, 30 years of marriage or something like that? But, like, 6 or 7 children? I don't know. I don't want to say it was Mel Gibson if it wasn't. But it was some very prominent actor like that. And this was a couple of years ago. I was doing a relationship workshop, and it had just hit the news. So I have to go back and look that up. But so a lot of times it's not just for people who are not married or in these long-term relationships who are having these issues and really need to listen to this type of broadcast where, again, Sharwin, you've gone out there, you've done your research, you're helping, you're trying to help people. And what makes you so committed? Because, you know, you're very young, like I said in the beginning of the show. You have two diverse generations here. You know, I'm in the baby boomers generation. You're with the generation Y or next or something. I think you're generation Y. So, you're in the first quarter of the century, and I'm in the last quarter almost. So, so you have these two diverse perspectives here. But what makes you so passionate about helping people with relationships? And, I mean, in my mind, I could think, well, how many have you seen? But I guess you've seen quite a bit.
Well, for me, one, it's not only a passion for me, but it's a calling for me. Because one of the things is I've gone through a lot of different relationships, you know, in my life. And, you know, I had a lot of relationships that weren't successful. And, you know, a while I went back to a lot of those relationships and tried to figure out what went wrong, what happened. And, you know, I found out that I made a lot of mistakes, but I also found out that there are ways that I can help other people to not make the same mistake I made. And I know for me personally, you know, I had a breakup that happened to me, and it was in January of this year, actually. And you know, I didn't know how I was gonna be able to get through that. Not only that, but I never thought I was gonna be helping people in relationships. I mean, I thought I was gonna be helping people in other areas, but I never thought that I was gonna be helping people in relationships. But it was one of those things that God, He helped equip me with the knowledge and understanding and wisdom to be able to help people in relationships. And I take this very seriously because it goes a lot bigger than just the dating. It goes dating relationships. It goes, you know, family. And, you know, I was even adding something extra, talking about, you know, cycles a lot of times, because you have this man that leads the family, and you know, end up being a single mom, you know, without a husband or without you know, someone there to help with the kids. And then that becomes a cycle, because that, you know, we talked about this a while back, is that kid grows up without a father. So, I mean, I'm just trying to help a lot of these areas as far as the cycles without having a father, but also, too, I'm trying to help people to improve their patterns, because so many people have, you know, bad relationship patterns and habits that they never really look at. And if you never really look at the habits, you know, you're going to continue making the same you know, habits, and you're never going to figure out why you're having these bad relationships or why you're not having the successful relationship that you desire.
And, you know, I'm like, you know what? I totally agree with you. And I'm like, but I'm like, okay, where were you when I was 14 and needed to? No, but so, yes, yeah, insecurities. Women have insecurities. And some of those insecurities can come from our past emotional situations, whether we were abandoned, rejected, hurt, or just had, you know, low self-esteem just coming out of nowhere. That can create a emotional wind, so to speak. And then when we get into the age where we begin to now start dating and considering to have a mate, we may have covered that stuff up, tried to push it aside, you know, because we had to get on with life. A lot of times, it's like what I watch the athletes do. You know, I watched the one guy who hit his chin on the high bar, whatever they call it, and, you know, but he had to get up. He had to pick himself up and keep going. The girl who had sprained her ankle you know, in training or whatever. You know, she had to keep going in order to make it to the Olympics. That's how they got there. They didn't get there on a bed of ease. And so people have to pick themselves up and get over the things that happen to them in their lives. Parents leave them, die off or whatever, causes the parent to leave. And, you know, siblings hurt you, people hurt you, things happen in life. And then you get to the age where now but you had to move on, so you just went on with life, but you never dealt with all those hurts or didn't put them in their proper perspective. So you get older, and now you get into a relationship, and now what happens is, but those emotional behaviors, like you said, become patterns and habits. And wow, this is just really serious, but, you know, it's helpful because, like you said, you know, this is a calling for you, and that, you know, God is going to equip you to be able to help people who have all this emotional baggage that they're taking into the relationship with. And one of the things you mentioned earlier is that sometimes for a woman, because she's so emotional, now, if she hooks up with a mate that's very emotional, well, it probably won't be as bad, because she'll say she loves him right away and he'll receive it right away and say the same thing. So you probably have, you know, loving blood. But if you get a woman who's very emotional and here comes a man who is so not emotional at all, has no clue, trying to be together, now she's talking about I love you, and he's still saying, what do you mean? What are you talking about? What did, you know, what's love got to do with it? I'm just here, you know, to have some fun. She's not understanding him. But anyway, how does that happen, though, Shawn, when, you know, okay, so say it's a woman who's very emotional, when emotions are going to come, sometimes with the emotion, and it's based on whatever the person may have gone through. So if it's an abandonment issue, I think you're going to abandon me, so therefore I have to really clutch pretty tight to you.
Mm-hmm.
And for some people, on the receiving end, if you clutch too tight, you've turned me off. For some people, a tight clutch, especially early on, is a turn off. And what I've noticed that a lot of men will do, even though they're turned off, they won't leave because of the sex. They'll stay just to sleep with you, but they are not going to have any type of attachment like that.
Exactly.
You know what? Yeah, and we're down to just a few seconds left to the show. But and thank you so much for raising these issues. And you're here every Thursday to talk about this issue. People can tune back in to the archives. They can also go and listen to any of the other shows that you've done. Every Thursday, we talk about relationship for a half hour here on the Little Lisa Williams Show. So just in your closing remarks, what did you want to share? Oh, made it sound like it was a court case in your closing remarks.
Well, you know, we just, today again, we just talked about another issue that is very critical in a relationship, because I was just, this is funny, because a lot of these issues I'm talking about in this book I'm trying to finish, and I'm down to, you know, one more chapter to complete.
Wonderful.
So I'm really excited about that, and it talks about all these different insecurities. So that's one of the reasons why I thought it was important the last few weeks to talk about not only the men's side of insecurity, but the women's side. So, I mean, and there are ways to do that. I mean, if the person is Mr. or Mrs. Right, they need to be able to find out if they can be able to handle a person's insecurities, because everyone doesn't have the patience to be able to handle another person's insecurities. So that's part of that interview process we were talking about. You know, if you kind of sense the person has it, you know, you have to make a choice early if you're willing to stay in that relationship and help that person through, because a lot of people, like I said, they don't want to go through that. They just want to be able to have somebody who actually trusts. They don't want to have to make them trust them.
Okay. Well, with that being said, that was good and great talk. Thank you to those who have tuned in to listen. We will be back next Thursday with more of Shaun Watson. You can find him on the internet, on Facebook. You can find him on his website, ShaunAWatson@YolaSite.com. I'm sorry, ShaunAWatson.YolaSite.com. You can connect with him. Get ready to purchase his book when it comes out. As you can hear, you know, he's going to really help. Going to help a lot of, not only women and men, but women. It is time that we got in touch with our insecurities, our emotional self, understanding why we're going into these relationships, not coming out successfully, jumping back into another one, having the same thing happen all over again, then sitting around wondering, why is this happening? Well, we're going to put an end to that. You keep tuning in, and you'll see that you will get off of that emotional roller coaster. And it's something that I talk about in my books, Release Your Power and God's Plan for My Success, about how I was on an emotional roller coaster for 20 years. And then finally, at age 30-something, I met my husband, we married, and I was on the roller coaster a little bit longer because of all that emotional baggage. But from my first date at 15 till I got married, my 30s, so almost 20 years later, I was on an emotional roller coaster, and it was like the ride from hell. And I wished there had been a program like this then. It could have saved me years of the ride of hell, you know, that's all. I would have been able to focus better on all the wonderful things that God tried to bring in my life, the military, college, friends, so many things. But because of that crazy ride that kept me emotionally imbalanced, all of those wonderful things that God had released in my life, I ruined every last one. Military, wonderful jobs, college education, many, many more things than that. So this is serious. This is not, we're just here in the morning for something to do. Okay? Shaun has told you it's a calling on his life. I know it's a calling on my life to be here because I met this young man on Facebook. He's all the way in Texas. I'm in New Jersey. We're from there's a couple of generations in between the two of us. I have a sister who's 2 years older than me. She has a granddaughter your age. So you're literally, you know, two generations away from me. And, you know, people really, really need to tune in and listen up. But now that's if you want to get off the emotional roller coaster ride. If you're loving the ride, you enjoy it, then please do not tune into the show. You know, if you love the ride, go for it. Have at it, as my sister Holly would say. Have at it. But if you're sick and tired of it and you want a way out, because I know what you probably don't believe there's any solutions out there, but there are, and they're right here on the Lalisa Williams Show. And I'm not saying they're not on other shows. I'm sure there are. But I'm telling you where I know they are. They're right here. Because this young man gets up. It's 7 o'clock here, but it's 6 o'clock where he's at. And he's dedicated to this. He's committed. And we want to help people have wonderful relationships. But it's not going to happen until we understand how we got the way we are so that we can begin to choose. We begin to choose healthy relationships. But you can't choose the healthy relationships if you don't know what to look for. If you don't know what to look for in a healthy relationship, if you don't know what the signs are and the characteristics of an unhealthy, I'm sick and tired of seeing pictures of women who are emotionally destroyed by people, women and men. They don't post as many. I've yet to see a male post a picture posted of a male who was battered by a woman. When I'm on Facebook, I see typically pictures of a woman who is cut up, shot up, beat up, guard up in some kind of way, okay? Not saying it doesn't happen, because I've studied domestic violence and I know it happens with men as much, but men do not report it as much, which we understand why. Because of emotions, they're taught to be strong, to be tough, don't show your weakness. So no, they're not going to get on national media and say, me, I've been beat up and what have you. But and they're not, maybe wouldn't even go to the authorities on it. Very rarely would they even tell their friend. Yet a woman will probably quickly tell her girlfriend. Well, she can't help it, because if you're very emotional, as we were talking about earlier, the signs are there, and a good friend is going to say, you know, girl, what's wrong? You know, like in that Tyler Perry movie, where the two sisters, the one sister was being abused by a man that she was living with. She wasn't yet married to, and this man was beating the crap out of her. They weren't even married, but she was living with him, and he beat the crap out of her. And then eventually, you know, she took her power back. So this is very serious. But even outside of all that, let's just say there's no physical abuse, just the emotional abuse. The emotional and the mental abuse is very painful. Take it from one who knows. It's painful. Okay? And we want to help. You know, just because I couldn't put a stop to it in my life, it doesn't mean I'm not committed to helping you put a stop to it in yours. So with that being said, we are going to cut it off the air. Thank you again, relationship expert coach Shawn Watson.
Thank you for having me again.
Thank you. I can't wait to hear what you find out for us for next Thursday. Absolutely. We want to make sure we're going to be praying you through that book. That's a piece of cake. That book is a cakewalk. Just so you know, a good friend of mine just posted on Facebook that his brother-in-law was in a car accident yesterday. He suffered a broken jaw, broken chin, a fractured femur, broken knee, 5 broken ribs, crushed arm, and 2 collapsed lungs. He went under 8 hours of surgery, and he's in recovery now. So if he can recover from that, you can recover from a chapter or two. So
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we thank God for his life. And I had just run into a lady yesterday. I didn't know any. I just seen this morning, but I ran into a lady yesterday in a hallway who told me about this same car accident and how they were praying for him. So trust me, God is able, and you'll get that book done, and it's going to, because somebody's relationship is as bad off and as critical as that man. And some women who get into these relationships, they don't make it out alive. Okay? So we want to get the help out there. We want people to be successful, as I am today, yes, but I wasted many, many years. So, again, check him out on Facebook, Shawn, Shawn Watson. Go to his website, shawnawatson.yolasite.com, and have a safe and wonderful, wonderful day. And thank you for tuning in to the broadcast.
Tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.